That's right. Just relax and gaze deeply into the swinging anime waifu bosom. You're going to buy Gamer Subs, aren't you? With 10% off using the code THORIN. Then you're going to order the AFK blend. It promotes sleep. Oh, you're getting sleepy again, aren't you? And now you're going to buy some caffeine-free Gamer Subs to enjoy with meals. That's right. Stay asleep. And when I snap my fingers, you'll wake up. You'll feel energized and happy, and you'll be ready to do something on a website, won't you? That's right. Team Spirit was upset by Paravision and former players. We're in the quarterfinals of the Blast Bounty. Donk massively underperformed for his standards. He had the most kills in the server. Listen, it is Donk, but he only had a 1.10 rating, which means, you know, he must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed or something went wrong. He only had 78 ADR and he only had 1.05 round swing. Oh yeah, he still had a positive round swing for the series. The third map, though, was also a bit of a horror. It was obviously the ancient that he's usually good on. More on that later. Now look, let's be real. It's obviously very, very early in the season, isn't it? After the player break, they've got a new roster. Everyone can have an off day. It is a new roster with a new in-game leader. Also, let's be real, there's other details that you can also throw in, but I will just say this. The reason I'm making this video, and I'm going to use this example to lead into a bigger generalized topic for pro gamers, is on Instagram, James Banks posted this during the match before it was over. He put Donk using an unreleased Zowie mouse. Remember, Banks has even worked with Zowie, I believe. First time he's changed in forever, maybe ever. Okay, interesting. Then after the game, he had this where it was closer look at Donk's new mouse, no side buttons, 100% Zowie because of the wireless receiver in the back. Looks like a prototype. This is not even a mouse that's been released. Must be damn good if he switched to it. Very interesting. And we can see there the mouse, can't we? So you might ask yourself, what's the big deal? So he has a new mouse and he lost the game and played badly. You know, correlation is not causation, as Le Redditor would tell you. Problem is, I've seen this story before. Let me take you back to the mists of time into 2019, when Simple had come off his GOAT year, 2018, where he had the best year we've ever seen in CS. I'd argue the best year anyone's played until actually Donk in 2024. And he was the best player for the first half of 2019, no matter what anyone tells you. Remember, he almost carried Na'Vi to the final of Katowice over Ence. He was doing super, super sick. Then for the Berlin Major, in the second half of the year, he inexplicably changed to a new prototype mouse that wasn't released. And he even told me to my face before the quarterfinals when I asked him, why would you switch to a new mouse when you're as good as you are? He told me it has the fastest click in the world. That's why I made it French. He told me it has the fastest click in the world, basically. Now, what's obviously hilarious is he immediately got beaten in the round of 8 by NRG, later to become Evil Geniuses, while favoured to win. And he only dropped a 1.07 rating. He was only +3 for the best of 3. He lost 2-0 and he only got 69 ADR. So you could say he fucked himself in the head. Or whatever, that doesn't even really work because you don't give yourself a 69, do you? Now, the joke I actually made to him in person after that result was, well, now you'll have the fastest check-in ever for your flight home, won't you? Because obviously the joke I'm making is, mate, you were already goated. No one could fuck with you. You also had, quite famously, the fastest firing speed with the greatest hit rate of anyone ever. Why do you need an even faster click on your mouse? So it's not obviously the case that you're always going to be worse with a new mouse. My point is, though, don't try to fix what isn't broken. You're already awesome. Now, as I said earlier, the sample size is tiny for this Donk result. Could just be an off day. Could be that you have inexperienced magics IGLing at a LAN against James' notoriously frustrating calling style, even if it's not quite as frustrating anymore on when he's on T side. They do a lot more rushes and pushes, but on the CT side, they still do those gamble stacks and weird pushes. And he certainly has a sort of Machiavellian ability to read the map and where to get those little edges. Why he is one of the people that, other people don't want to face as an IGL. Now, an obvious reason why I do think there might be something to this mouse change being the issue for donkeys, right? This is how sick Donk is, by the way. Technically, Ancient was Donk's worst rated map last year. Ready for the punchline? Donk was the second best rated player in the world on Ancient in 2025. So the point is, even if it was his worst map, and that maybe implies he doesn't like it as much, he's fucking good on it normally, though, isn't he? By definition, he's arguably close to the best, isn't he? If not the best. So to play that badly, and he looked quite, I've got to say, lackluster. Even he looked like he was just out of the game. Normally he has like a fire when they're down the game. He just looked like he was just out of it completely. Now, the reason it is so baffling to me that anyone that good would change their mouse is, first of all, it isn't 2002 or 2009. Mouse tech is already phenomenal. That's why everyone plays on like 400 DPI, even though the mice go to like thousands of DPI. It just isn't necessary. Like, you can already make all the clicks and all the shots. So as a result, you could just stick with whatever mouse works for you and gets you to the top for years and years and years. Like, if I was them, I would do like the old Quake pros. I'd have 20 examples of the mouse that I like just stored in a cupboard somewhere, and each LAN I'd bring three of them with me, including two unboxed, in case I ever have a single problem, even a button slightly feels sticky, I'd just change to a new mouse instantly. Now, I can tell you, Quake pros were super particular about the mice they used. Some of them would even stay on classic mice back before the tech was super perfected, like in the early days of the optical mice. Before we went to laser, Cypher, I think probably the most talented Quake player ever, used to just use that in Telemouse forever, bro. I think he might have been using that. I think he was using it into like early 2010 still, because he just liked it so much. Then you had the most extreme version that I would not advise this, was 04, still until 2003 when he lost the SWC to Cola, was using an old Logitech Pilot mouse, which is the same shape as this, like GX100 or whatever, but with the ball mouse. And he used to actually have to clean the lint off the ball mouse, even though he was playing against people who had optical mice at the time. And that even meant his mouse had to be like lower hertz, and he had to overclock it. And he famously claimed in that ESWC final against Cooler, like his it didn't work, the overclocker, as he just got his ass handed to him. So Quake players, by the way, in theory, a more skilled game than Counter-Strike, they were very, very particular about their mice and not switching away when they were very comfortable with it. Then let's consider sports, right? In tennis, oh, your racket's really important. Like, if people don't know, one of the reasons Federer had that little renaissance late in his career is he was really stubborn with a small-headed racket that wasn't actually working for him that well once he got to, like, the early 2010s. So in 2016, late on or whatever, he swapped to a big head racket like a lot of people use, and suddenly he had an unbelievable backhand. He was winning Grand Slams again. Eventually, he was, like, number one player again. By the way, the most extreme in terms of people being very superstitious about changing or just thinking you shouldn't change once you have your motion and your feel with that hardware down is easily the sport of snooker, a mega precision sport where you play a massive sample size of frames and where it is absolutely about not making mistakes and having a really good cue action. Two famous world champions from the 90s, Stephen Hendry, 7 times world champion, and Ken Doherty, who was obviously a world champion, not even beat Stephen Hendry. They were famous, notorious for playing with actually shit cues. Like, they played with super cheap ones that would have been worth like £5 even when they started. And that was not even worth that much money, even with inflation accounted for back in the 80s or whatever, when they started with them. Famously, when Stephen Hendry got his cue broken, he claims he was never the same ever since. That was one of the things that either psychologically or physically actually affected his ability to perform. There was even a notorious case of a famous Canadian professional. He's called Alain Robidoux, and he actually had a custom-made cue where he used it in the 80s and the 90s. He wasn't the best player. He was a good pro, though. And in 1997, his cue was severely damaged after a conflict involving a sponsorship sticker from a different company on the butt of the cue. And basically, he claims that is why his career was never good from that point onwards. So he just couldn't use the same cue again. He couldn't get the exact same one with the exact same feel, with the exact same balance, etc., etc. The point is, What does Donk gain from this new mouse beyond maybe he's going to get like some sort of sponsor angle, or it'll be his mouse and everyone will follow him? Why try something that hasn't been battle tested by everyone, that hasn't been used for other people loads and loads, when you're already the best and you already have a mouse that's enabling you to be maybe the best player ever? To me, it's greed for an extra advantage. It's folly. It's just a fool's bargain. The upside is incredibly negligible. The downside is potentially huge. I will say as well, another reason why I think changing mouse is bad is because to me, it usually actually belies some sort of a psychological deficit you're trying to make up for externally. Like the obvious angle is it tends to be a placebo, doesn't it? People just want to change mouse to feel like, oh, I'm a new me, new player. Same with changing to a higher sensitivity. There's a reason why there are all the possible gamut of sensitivities out there, because you just stick with it when you're really good and make it second nature. But if you change, I've always said, if you use a low sense and you change to a high sense, you're going to say for the first few days, oh my god, I'm hitting sick flick shots, this is way better. And it'll take you like 3 weeks to realize, well, yeah, because you're now using the higher sense and wrist aiming a little bit, but now you're going to be worse with like the low sense super consistent spray, isn't it? Similarly, if you use high sense and you switch to low sense, you're going to spend the first few days going and telling everyone proselytizing, you've got to use it, your spray will be insane, you just lock onto them, but then you won't hit those insane flick shots that you used to. So there's always a give and take. There's no perfect sensitivity, there's no perfect mouse, is there? Similarly, don't people change mouse mats for the same reason? Don't people, if they're really nuts, just change crosshair all the time? Think, this one's sick, this one gets you the headshots, mate. So it's not that this, it might even end up being that this was just a really bad day and it was new spirit, it doesn't matter. But I think the bigger point is a very valid one, and it's been borne out in both esports and sports. So let's keep our eye on how Donk performs at IEM Krakow, and let's see, because that new mouse, maybe it's an awesome mouse, maybe it's just not an awesome mouse for him though.
Hey, it's simple, you're watching Torrent Channel. Shut the fuck up, you fucking bitch.
If you've heard that I'm a bad man, it's only in the Jamaican sense. Well, you know what? Here's my posse that's keeping me held down. And that's, of course, my Patreon community, the Skrilluminati. So this video and the others on my channel are brought to you in association with Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ben Glass, Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore. A special thanks goes out always to my main man, Jerky's Minion, and American Yone. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content? Would you like to take part in one of those lengthy donated discussions with me where you set the topics? Do you want teasers, find out who the upcoming interview subjects are? Maybe you want to ask me a question in my video AMA? Well, if any of the above perks tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today, where? At the Patreon link in the description box below. Booyah!